91 about the BBC's radio facilities in Washington, D.C. This is Capital Radio International, the magazine program. Aidan is in the archives again. He'll be coming our way with some more from those particular archives later on. And I believe he's got something from 1983, which will be of a great deal of interest to us all here at Capital International. I'm John Richmond here. Hello and welcome to the program. Low power transmissions from the Republic of Ireland. Lou Reed from New York. And you need a busload of faith to get by. From the very wonderful New York album from 1988, Lou Reed, well, phenomenal work, as far as I'm concerned anyway, and a real surprise when it came out in 88. Lou Reed and Neil Young, both of those guys, middle-aged and all that stuff, but still knocking the younger generation for six, and that's a busload of fake from New York. Capital Radio, 6225 kilohertz, welcome to the magazine program.
Of Capital International. As you may already know, there is a magazine program aired weekly here on 6225, and you can help. We're looking for the memories, so if you have some old recordings of radio from the 70s and 80s, then we want to hear from you. Any radio recordings from the pirate radio days, in Ireland especially, and England. We would be grateful for a copy for inclusion in the show. So if you have any of those old recordings and are willing to let us have a copy, just send to the John Richmond magazine program, care of Capital Radio International, The Forge, Cranley, Surrey, GU6, 7DG in the United Kingdom.
Radio International, that's the Beat Rodeo. And from home in the heart of the beat, it could happen here. Welcome to the program. John Richmond, Aidan Hughes of the magazine show. And as promised a little earlier on, we have the first installment now of our magazine show articles detailing some of the past history of communications receivers. And we're very interested in finding out just how these particular receivers evolved and developed into the current state of the art receivers that we have. So that's coming up right now. During the past 40 years, many hundreds of different equipments, receivers, transmitters, and transceivers have been marketed specifically for radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. In addition, a considerable number of receivers developed for professional and military communications have subsequently found widespread application in amateur radio. Many of the better equipment has had operational lifetimes extending over 10, 25, or even 35 years, often passing from one amateur to another with or without progressive modification. And today, the oldest commercially produced equipment of the early and mid-30s are often eagerly sought as collector's items. Good receivers, it seems, never die. They only drift away. The newcomer thus finds that he is constantly coming across or hearing references to firms, brand names, model numbers, and military designations, very often without any further explanation. KW2000, HRO, Super Pro, S-Line, EA-12, SB-303, BC-348, or 1155, Plummerland, Yaesu, Trio, Kenwood, Drake, AR-88, National, both American and Japanese, Gelso, and so on. It can be even more confusing than the Q-code. It would be very difficult to explain each and all of these names and numbers, but the following notes on the evolution of this massive amateur radio equipment may help the newcomer feel a little more at home when he hears equipment being discussed, even if he intends to make his own. Even in the 20s, some amateurs bought ready-made receivers or had equipment made for them, but there was no large-scale production specifically for this market. And indeed, the bulk of all equipment then in use was homemade, often including many of the actual components. But quite early in the 30s, a few firms in the UK and the USA began to find a growing market for receivers designed specifically for reception of the short waves. These were often rather more expensive than domestic broadcast receivers of the period, but very much cheaper than those designed for commercial and military use. While some of the earlier sets of this type were straight receivers with plug-in coils, National SW3, Edison All World Series, the Superhead soon came to dominate the scene. Fitted with VFOs, speed frequency oscillators, to allow reception of CW as well as AM. No amateurs normally used SSB before 1948 or so. Sets also had send-receive switching to make it easier to use them for two-way communication as well as listening. Gradually, such receivers came to be called communications receivers, and it is interesting that although this term now used to cover many types of professional receivers, originally came into use to describe the type of receiver designed for the amateur radio operator. Possibly the first to achieve wide recognition, mainly in the United States, was the National SB7 receiver of 1933, followed a year later by the SBXA, which included a crystal filter. This type of filter was developed in the UK by Dr. Robinson, but was first applied to HF receivers by James Lamb of the American Radio League. From 1934 to 1940, many low-cost and medium-cost communications receivers appeared. The HRO Senior, made by the National Company in the USA in 1936, the Homeland Comet Probe, and the more expensive Super Probe, and just before the Second World War, the Homeland HQ-120. First of a long series of Homeland HQ-type numbers that finally came to an end a few years ago with the HQ-215. Another American firm, Radio Manufacturing Engineers Incorporated, or ME for short, brought out the RME69, a nine-valve receiver covering from 9-valve receiver covering from 550 kHz to 32 megacycles in 6 bands. A very popular design, particularly when used with a DB20 preselector. There were also the early Halicrafters receivers, which ranged in the pre-war period from a 7-pound Sky Buddy up to the more advanced Super Sky Rider. Many firms supplied receivers either with or without a crystal filter, and thus models which included such a filter often denoted this by using an X in the model number. Bandpass filters using several crystals did not come into general use until many years later. American communications receivers began to reach the United Kingdom around 1936-1937, at a time when the only home product of this type was the 20-pound Everzone single-signal Superhead. A sign of the changing scene was the use by the leading British stations in the BERU contest of 1936 of a Comet Probe, for the Australian winner was using a straight OV2 receiver. These early communications receivers were almost always single conversion superheads, with an intermediate frequency of around 4.56 kilocycles, and the better models had two RF amplifier stages to reduce image and to overcome the high noise level of multi-grade mixer stages. Most were general coverage from about 550 kHz up to about 30 MHz, but a number covered only the amateur band, which in those days did not include 21 MHz. The National HRO, with its highly ingenious PW mechanical band spread dial, providing 500 clear calibration points, and the Hammerland Super Pro were both well established as effective and well-designed receivers before the outbreak of war in Europe in 1939. And many thousands of these receivers were built for military and surveillance purposes, e.g. the HRO-5, while the Superpro 400 became the BC-779. The HRO was never paid the compliment of being closely copied by both the German and Japanese as wartime general-purpose receivers. Other famous wartime models were the RCA, AOR-88D, and the AOR-88LF. These receivers were built to highly professional standards that would, in normal circumstances, have put them outside of the price range of most amateurs. But many thousands of these large and heavy receivers were brought into the UK for services, and after the war were gradually released over a period of many years as surplus. Even today, nearly 40 years after its introduction in 1940, the AOR-88 still deserves to be a highly respected HF receiver, provided always that you have the space to accommodate it and the strength to lift it. It forms an excellent general coverage receiver, although the tuning rate is rather high for SSB receivers. In the UK, the Edison company entered the Superhead communications receiver field just prior to the war, and an early wartime model was the 358X receiver. This, like the HRO, had a series of plug-in coil assemblies rather than band switching. Wartime receivers also included American military receivers such as the BC-312, the BC-342, and the BC-348 series, the BC-1147, and a large number of command receivers, some with an IF of 85 kHz, that later made them popular as add-on units to avoid improved selectivity for receivers having an IF of the order of 450 to 470 kHz. In the UK, many thousands of the OR-1155 aircraft and CR-100/2 receivers are still widely used by amateurs, having two RF stages and crystal amp or audio frequency filters. In the immediate post-war period, American firms quickly turned over to the production of receivers for the amateur market. The first models show strong likenesses to the final pre-war models, but the stringent currency restrictions limited the number of footsteps reaching the UK to a small trickle. Several British firms attempted to fill the vacuum, the Radio Vision Double Conversion Commander and the Denko DCR-19 among them. But undoubtedly the most widely used were the Eddystone range. The 640, often called the S640, was a popular general coverage, all-purpose single conversion receiver with crystal filter introduced in the late 40s. At this period, the most widely used receivers in the UK were probably the AR-88, HRO, Eddystone 640 and CR-100. Because of the relatively high cost of models designed to have two tuned RF stages calling for four-gang tuning, most post-war models had only one RF stage and reduced image reception by using either single conversion with an IF in the order of 1.6 kHz or double conversion with a second IF at about 455 kilocycles. Up to this time, all amateur receivers having a crystal filter employed filters of the single crystal type. Hey, well, that's our first installment about receivers and tracing the history and development of communications receivers over the last 50 years or so, from their beginnings in the 1920s up to the modern all-singing, all-dancing receivers that we have available to us today. A station identification now. This is Capital Radio International with the magazine program. We're going to have Bob Dylan's version of This Wheel's on Fire. Julie Driscoll brought it into the charts in 1968. This is how it sounded on the Basement tapes with the Bob Dylan and the band. Aidan is in the archives. We're going to have Radio 257 from 1983 directly after this. Thank you. Dr. Zimmerman, that's Bob Dylan and the band from the Basement tapes. In fact, they're going to be playing a lot more of that particular LP, or double LP as it is, released in 1975. And some songs that Dylan and the band recorded back in the 60s, and that, of course, is This Wheel's on Fire. Top of the radio, now we're handing over to Studio 2 with Aidan Hughes. Has got some more delectable delights from the archives. Yes, indeed, folks, we have actually got some delightful, delectable bits and pieces from the archives. This time we're going back to 1983 for the tape recording of, in fact, the Dave Brown program, the afternoon show, with Dave Brown on the air on the station, which was called Radio 257 in Dublin. Now, that was in 1983. It was nothing to do at all with the station ARD, or their station, which changed its name to Radio 257 a year or two previous. But this is one which, in fact, was on the air because, well, basically Radio 257 and ARD had closed down, so they just decided to keep the name and form a new station, etc., etc. And it was coming, in fact, from the country club in Portmarnock here in County Dublin, which was just, in fact, down the road from Sunshine Radio. In fact, where there's two hotels in Portmarnock, and one is the country club where this tape was made from, and the other one was, of course, the Sands Hotel, which was the home of Sunshine Radio. Anyway, this tape recording is from 1983, and it features David Brown on the afternoon program with a brief insert with news around about 3:30 or so in the afternoon, with a lady who's name should be familiar to some people in Dublin here who listen to the radio station Rock 104, or FM 104 as it's known at the moment, and is Maura O'Neill. Maura O'Neill, which is reading news on that tape from 1983. And we shall have a listen to it now. David Brown on the air on 257.
News Radio 257 AM, 94 FM and stereo. Unique from the current top 13 Britain. What I got is what you need. Speaking of the top 40, between half past 3 and 4, having looked at the new top 10 in Britain. And coming up at half past 3,
news headlines.
Here's the Office Gang.
News.
Galaxy. Listen to the biggest news headlines. There's more at 3:30. The current singer from Big Country and Chance. Big Country and the current single from the top 20 Britain and Chance. Community Radio 257 AM and 94 FM and stereo. 3:30. News headlines. There's more.
Good afternoon. A report compiled by the Department of Finance stated that 230,000 would be on the dole in 1984. The study concludes that the monthly average could be as high as 40,000. Ford's decision to continue with its action of making 550 production employees redundant has put pressure on almost 700 Dunlop workers to accept the company's redundancy package. The employees are voting today on the severance pay offer. The Minister for Fisheries, Mr. Paddy O'Toole, yesterday defeated the blocking tactics of Ireland's EEC partners. His action has resulted in a major gain for Irish fishermen. Cannabis worth £500,000 was seized by custom officers at Belfast Docks last night. The dog toll was the biggest made in Northern Ireland. And those are the headlines on Radio 257 at 3:30. News in full at 4.
Gentlemen, up to number 31. What's the new single called? They Don't Know.
Once in a lifetime, and you want it to be perfect in every way. Well, so do we. At the Country Club Hotel Fort Monarch, you'll find everything you've ever dreamed of for that perfect day, and more. Choose from our selection of excellent menus. Let us organize your wedding cake, photographs, and the music. Our prices are set. No service charge, no VAT. The Country Club Hotel means service, value, and attention. And the perfect wedding day. For details, telephone 460-611. That's 460-611.
Your wedding day is over like a dream, but pictures can bring back the color and excitement. A professional photographer will take you at your most radiant, when you could win £1,000 in the Kodak Bride of the Year Awards. Call your professional photographer, Pat Brennan, on 777-737. Smile. It's on Kodak paper.
Are you looking for somewhere to go this Thursday night? Saturdays at the Port Monarch Country Club. Down to late with the very best of music. Enjoy the food and the full bar extension. And remember, every Thursday night, if you mention Community Radio 257 at the door, you'll be admitted absolutely free, including a meal. So make it a date this Thursday and every Thursday. Saturdays at the Port Monarch Country Club. The band is going down. See you there.
257.
Will you please
come? Just coming up to 12 and a half minutes before 4. Community Radio, AM and FM stereo. 257. David Essex, this week's number 8, up from last week's number 13, and a big move for him. At number 7, up 1 from last week's number 8 for Kajagoogoo, the Big Apple.
There we go. That's the recording there from 1983 from Mr. David Brown. In fact, on Radio 257, Community Radio 257, in fact. And you heard there as well a little bit of news from Maura O'Neill and the news of the day for that particular year. It's very interesting for us to hear the ads and the old commercials and to actually hear who was on those commercials, because we actually got that tape and just put it back together again in time for the program. And lo and behold, what did we find? Only yours truly on an ad for Sardis, which was the nightclub in the Country Club Hotel there in Port Monarch. And also there was David Lyons. Mr. David Lyons was on an ad for somebody's wedding, I believe. And you remember David Lyons, don't you? He was on Sunshine Radio at one stage anyway. And also, it's remarkable really to see how the chart has in fact...
people go, wow. And, you know, they're all sort of real records played by real bands, of course, bands that you can actually go and see, not the hip-hop and rap stuff that you're going to get nowadays on the radio and indeed in the top charts. So there you are. We had a brief look at Community Radio 257's advertising rates, and they were, for 1 week, you could spend £80 and get 7 plays per day. 2 weeks, £120, 7 plays per day. And 3 weeks, £150, 7 plays a day. And 4 weeks for £170 a day, or rather, £170 for 7 plays per day for 4 weeks. And that's the advertising rates there from Community Radio 257, who have an actual phone number on the bottom, which we won't read out now because I'm sure that's long since over and done with. So that's the look at the archives there for the moment, and we'll hand you back to John Richmond, in fact, in the Capitol Studios.
Around indeed at 6225 kilohertz international on the 48 meter bands from Dublin, Ireland. Thank you, Aidan, and a very interesting segment indeed. I'm sure that top 40 brought back some memories to you all. And weren't some of those songs absolutely terrible, huh?
Will happen there for Elvis Costello. John, where are you going to? The great Elvis Costello from his seminal album. I quite like that word, seminal. Well, I don't know whether it was at the seminal really, but it was quite a breakthrough for him. It delivered a couple of hits. That was one of them. Accidents Will Happen. And Oliver's Army was his big hit around 1978 on the Radar label. And that's from Armed Forces. Requisite with a 12-inch single. And all record collectors take note and be very jealous. Anyway, hello there. Welcome to the show. Aidan Hughes and John Richmond. Broadcasting on 6225 kilohertz on the international 48 meter band with an omnidirectional power of 120 watts. This is Capital Radio International, live from Dublin City, Ireland. If you would like to write to us, our mailing address is Capital Radio International, care of The Forge, Cranley, Surrey, GU6 7BG, in the United Kingdom. Capital Radio International, The Forge, Cranley, Charlie Romeo Alpha, November, Lima, Echo, India Golf Hotel, Surrey, Sierra Uniform Romeo Romeo Echo Yankee, Golf Uniform 6
7 Bravo Golf in the United Kingdom. Please enclose two international reply coupons to cover the cost of return postage. This is Capital Radio International.
Thank you, John. It was John Richmond there. And we shall be having him back, of course. Must be part of the station here, in fact. We shall be having him back on the magazine program. We hope next week. We hope we'll be on the air next week. We're not too sure of plans. So not to worry, sure. It'll come when it comes. Nice music now from Herb Albert and a song called Route 101. Reading through the letters here at Capital Radio International, and we see right now, and we've got to say hello to Dr. Peter Ruderink. Peter Ruderink, he's in Almere in the Netherlands. That's Dr. Peter Ruderink in Almere in the Netherlands. Good morning to you. I suppose it is really just morning time. It's just coming up to 20 minutes away from 12 o'clock. 20 minutes away from 12 o'clock here on the station, Capital Radio International. And Dr. Peter Ruderink's letter is dated the 20th of July, 1992. And he says he was extremely pleased to receive our radio station each Sunday morning in a small town across the unofficial radio bands at this time. First time to receive our particular program here from Capital. Very nice to see that you dropped the line too. And of course he was listening on a frequency of 6225 kilohertz. His date of reception was the 19th of July, the 19th of July, and the time was 8:13 UTC, and the receiver was a JRC NRD 535, JRC NRD 535, and unfortunately his SIMPO was only 25233, which I suppose is not really bad, but that's rather weak in the signal terms. Anyway, thank you very much indeed to Dr. Peter Ruderink there for sending a reception report in from Almere in the Netherlands. And on its way to you is our QSL card, and that should be getting, you should have received it in fact by now. That's the QSL card and station information right here from Capital Radio International. also a big hi as well to Callum MacAlod in Nyon, South Shawboost, the Isle of Lewis in Scotland. Nice to have you along, Callum. And thanks very much indeed for your reception report. And on its way to you is our QSL card with our kindest compliments. Once again, if Paul Murray is listening in, Paul, if you tuned in at the moment, could you please contact the station here for a brief reception report if you're listening in at the moment. Paul, maybe he's gone on his holidays. Could be. I'm not too sure, in fact, of that fact. Anyway, just coming up to 17 minutes now before 12 midday, and you're listening to It on Capital Radio International. Transmitting live with an omnidirectional power of, it's around about 120 or 130 watts. We certainly hope you are receiving us loud and clear. Don't think that Mr. Ozone is on the air today. Mr. Ozone, there's Radio Ozone. Don't think he's on today. No, neither is DLR, that's Dunleary Local Radio. DLR, Dunleary Local Radio. Still experiencing a little bit of feedback on the RF side of things there, but as I say, I'm not too sure if you actually hear me, but I got a weird way, you see, of monitoring the system here. And John Richmond, it can't help me at all in that line, because his way of monitoring the system is even weirder than that, I'll tell you that. Okay, music continues right here on Capital from 1974. Barry White, he's next.
Claret Chat is the best magazine on today's demanding free radio market. To reserve your copy of the forthcoming September edition, send just one email. 21 Green Park, Bath, Avon, England, BA11HZ. That's Pirate Shack, 21 Green Park, Bath, Avon, England, BA11HZ. Pirate Chat is the free radio magazine of the 1990s.
Oh yeah, big bad Barry White here. 1975 sound. 15 minutes away from 12 midday. We'll dedicate this song very specially to Michael Tracy. Good morning to you, Michael.
Yeah. It's a homosexual disease, isn't it?
No, it isn't.
I don't really think it affects us here in Ireland.
Yes, it does.
I believe it's restricted to gays and drug addicts.
No, it's not.
AIDS? It's spreading all the time, and I don't think there's anything we can do about it.
Yes, there is. Nobody can cure AIDS, but we can prevent its spread. Carelessness is the real enemy. Common sense, our best protection.
Tom Houston now on Capital Radio International, broadcasting live. Indeed, and direct as well, Don't Leave Me This Way. I'll be air with you for the next three quarters of an hour or so, till about 12:30. And then we'll close down and go QRT for yet another week over from Capital. Thelma Houston there from 1978, I believe. A song called Don't Leave Me This Way. 10 minutes now before 12 midday, and you're listening to Capital Radio International. Good morning to you. In fact, it's nearly good afternoon time. Nice song, this one, Dr. Hook. Sharing the night together. This is Capital Radio from the banks of the River Liffey in Dublin.
Would you like someone new to talk to? Oh yeah, alright. I'm feeling kinda lonely too, if you don't mind. Can I sit down here beside you? Oh yeah, alright. If I seem to come on too strong, I hope that you will understand. I say these things cause I'd like to know if you're as lonely as I am, and if you'd mind sharing the night together.
binds us together right here, the way we are. Would you mind sharing the night together?
It doesn't matter, really. It doesn't matter. Okay, I just trying to think exactly what's coming up next on the program. Musically, that is. Yes, I think we'll play a little bit of Dean Martin for you. Why not? Why not? I like Dean Martin. In fact, I do have to tell you, confess, that this is the only Dean Martin record that I have in my collection. From 1968... a song entitled Gentle on My Mind. I think it was, in fact, recorded at a slightly later date than 1968 by a gentleman by the name of Glenn Campbell. Now, so there you are. 5 minutes away from 12.
It's known that your door is always open and your path is free to walk. That makes me tend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch. And it's knowing I'm not shackled by forgot somebody said, because they thought we fit together walking. It's just knowing that the world will not be cursing or forgiven when I walk along some railroad track and find moving on a back road with my memory, and for hours you're just gently on my mind. When I dip my cup of soup back from the gurgling track and call the infantry yard, my bitter up and coal pile and a dirty hat put low across my face. Cup hands on a tin can, I pretend I'll hold you to my breast and find that you're waving from the back road by the river of my memory, ever smiling, ever gentle on your mind.
I know. still drifting on an open sea. So here we are, all we know. And then again, we know, for all we know. I know, with all the power that I possess, let's make them money with our own finesse. Why should we ever have to settle for less? Why does this message always have to be?
Singles there from Martin Fry and ABC in 1983, which is almost 10 years ago, and a song called SOS. You're listening to Capital. It's the 13th of September 1992. Good afternoon to you. It's just gone 12 midday. In fact, it's nearly coming up to 5 minutes after 12 o'clock. We're here until around about 12:30 today. We certainly hope that you are receiving us loud and clear, transmitting today, and indeed every day at the moment, with a 130 watts or thereabouts on the shortwave bands on a frequency of 6.225 megahertz. And that's where you are receiving us, as far as we know, bar Jolly Roger Radio. We're the only station to be on the air from the south of Ireland, bar, of course, Radio Fax, which isn't really in the south, but it's in the north of Ireland, I suppose, in the Donegal region. So, as far as I know, anyway, we're the only station to be on the air today, because Radio Ozone, I don't think they're on the air, in fact, today, but I'm not too sure about that. Nevertheless, we'll find out later on when we turn off our TX here and have a little tune around on the radio bands, and we'll find out exactly what's going on there and then. So, the mailing address for your reception reports, please, or indeed any comments you have on the station here, it's Capital Radio International, care of The Forge, Cranley, Surrey, GU67BG, and that is in the UK. That's C-R-I, The Forge, Cranley, Surrey, GU67BG, and that is in England. And don't forget, you are writing to us and are sending us a reception report. I assume that you want a QSL card sent back to you, as well as station information. The idea is that you send us two international reply coupons, and or one US dollar, whichever tickles your fancy, and you know that mailing address. Very simply indeed. Capital Radio International, The Forge, Cranley, Surrey, KU670G, and that is in England. I do think we will have one or two more letters before we go. Maybe there are your particular ones. All people that have written to us over the past 2 months, in fact, the letters have been replied to. You sent them off there recently. These are the Times. This song called Miss Grace from 74. We'll say a big hi to Mike Anderson and Derek Jones. If you tuned in at the moment, hi to you guys. I suppose we also may say hello to Arno St. Jude. Hi to you, Arno. Thank you. Unmistakable sound of the guitars of Philip Donnelly there. On the Ray Lynam LP called Back in Love by Monday. And that's a song called Rose in Paradise, taken from Ray Lynam's LP from 1988, Back in Love by Monday. The station that plays a lot of Irish records here. This is Capital Radio International from the banks of the River Liffey here in Dublin City in Ireland, of course. One Irish record we go to, not another one. This is called What's Captain Sensible. Play this one special with Derek and John. I'm sure they're listening in town at the moment.
This morning I was feeling fine, but the cat called me, man, what a swine. So I called reception, but no avail. That's why I'm telling you this, sorry, tale. It went bang, I said, shut up. It went bang, I said, wrap up. Well, I'm aware that the guy must do his work, but the paws of a man drove me berserk. He said, Captain, I said, what? He said, Captain, I said, what? Twice a day,
call there from Captain Sensible for us, and he said, Captain, he said, what, 15 minutes now after 12 midday is the time, and I said one or two more letters before we go on the program today, and certainly we have one here which comes from a gentleman by the name of Albert Stevens. Albert Stevens, good morning to you, or good afternoon to you, Albert Stevens, and he's listening to us in Cardiff over there in the UK. That's Albert Stevens. And he writes us a brief little letter saying that he listened in at around to 1500 hours UTC and 1605 UTC, and he liked the program very much and test transmissions. Says he normally tunes to Radio Facts, which is going off the air, in fact, on the 29th of this month. And DLR, in fact, are gone off the air because of technical difficulties there. And various other bits and pieces of stations. So that's a letter there from Albert Stevens, and he's in Cardiff in the UK. Right then, just coming up, as I said, on the final 15 minutes here on the programme from Capital Radio International, and why not play something from the Rolling Stones? And a song from their 1981 LP... called Tattoo You. And this is a song entitled Slave. 6225 kilohertz in the 48 meter shortwave band. This is Capital Radio International. Good afternoon. Thank you. and caught in the trap of Fish's mind. I thought that record was actually going to come back on again, but obviously, no, I know now and understand what happened exactly, yeah, because it normally fades out towards the end, you see, and then comes back in, but because the way things are sort of compressed and that sort of thing here in the studio of the station, that didn't happen today. I now understand why it didn't happen as well. Okay, so just coming up on 25 minutes now after 12 midday, and that's Elvis Presley there for a long, long time back in a song called Suspicious Minds. One more to go in the Irish spot for this morning. This is from Irish band Cactus World News and a song from their second LP, which was unreleased. Didn't actually make it to the presses, but this is from the demo of the second LP and the new songs, Cactus World News, The Great Divide. Final song we have for you today on the station Capital Radio. Just coming up on 12:30 now, and time for us to go time. Cactus World News from their unreleased second LP, the new song. And that is called The Great Divide, Cactus World News. Just coming up on 12:30 now, and it's time for us to go time. Time to leave the airwaves here today. Indeed, we will say goodbye to you all now. Thank you very much indeed for listening in. Thank you to one and all. By the way, if there's anyone out there who has a TX and would like to come on the air and have a brief chat with us this very afternoon, well then, by all means, do please feel free to do so, to turn it on and let us hear all about it and what we're coming like in your particular area. And that's what we'd like you to do. If you have a TX out there somewhere, I presume you're going to be in the UK or maybe in Scotland even. But that is the UK, really, if you think of it. Scotland, England, Wales, it's all the one, really, and even the Isle of Man. Tell us if there's any radio stations over there, though. Speaking of the Isle of Man, hello to Tony Boylan.
Tony Boylan, hello to you.
Tony, and your good wife, Anne.
I presume you're okay.
And we'll say good afternoon as well to Ken Sheehan. Hi to you, Ken. All very good friends of us here at the radio station, Capital International. So if you have a TX, if you have a TX over there, like to turn it on and have a brief chat with us and tell us how we're coming out, what reception is like today. Well then, do so, please do so. When we go off here. Once again, if Paul Murray is listening in, Paul Murray, can you please contact the station here? Let us know how reception is today in your QTH. So, this is Capital Radio International broadcasting live, and as easy to direct, on behalf of myself, John Sullivan. So, that's on behalf of myself, Aidan Hughes, and Mr. John Richmond, who is still here as well. He's going off his din-dins now. Bid you all a very, very, very peaceful good day, and thank you very much indeed for listening in to us. I may remind you once again of our mailing address here. It's C-R-I, that's C-R-I, the Ford Cranley, Surrey, GU67BG, and that is in England. That's Capital Radio International, care of the Forge Cranley, Surrey, GU67BG, and that is in England. So until we see you next week again on the air, hopefully we'll be on next Sunday as well. Do stick around because we may be on some days during the week as well, on Tuesday or Wednesday afternoon, you know, around lunchtime maybe. So we go off the air now, going QRT. This station is now closing down transmissions on 6.225 kilohertz. And standing by on the 48-meter band, monitoring that band, the 49-meter band as well, so why not? For anybody who wants to come on the air and have a brief chat with this afternoon. Goodbye. Thank you.